So let's talk about Game of Thrones. That's why we're here, right?
That's usually why we're here.
Is it usually why we're here? Is this just a thing now?
I don't know. I mean, like, that's like one of the things that we talk about.
Do we have a working friendship, or is this just a friendship now?
I would say it's a friendship. We even see each other outside of the show now.
I'd say so, too. It's always weird when you podcast with somebody, because it's like, what do you do with that person? Well, we hang out. And it's like, So are you guys friends? I mean, I guess. Like,
yeah. Well, you live in St. Catharines, so it's not like I can just drop by. Yeah.
It's just so funny because, like, some people, like, I podcast, like, I do radio, like, you do radio.
You podcast with them and you just don't like them at all.
Yeah, podcast, like, doing podcasts is one thing. When I did the radio show, it was different because it was, like, I'd have guests come in all the time and it'd be like, so you're friends with that person? I'm like, not really. And I'd be like, but you hang out with them all the time. Like, I guess, kind of, but, like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we are here to talk about Game of Thrones. I put pause on WWE Extreme Rules because I've been watching that. I did not watch Extreme Rules last night, and so I'm getting caught up because I'm a dirty, dirty pirate.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good. I sent you the clip that I knew would make you giggle more than anything.
Yeah.
Which is a picture of
fucking Dean Ambrose under a bunch of chairs.
It's just a picture of a bunch of chairs, and there's a foot sticking out, and I'm like, Dean Ambrose is under those chairs.
Now, this is a reference you won't get, but what burr is Luke, what's his name? Luke Harper. What burr is Luke Harper?
What bar?
Yeah. What burr is he? He's wearing a white tank top that is very dirty.
Okay. I'm convinced, by the way, that's the same. He's never changed it. It's the same tank top he's always worn.
Yeah, wears the ring every time.
Luke Harper. Should sell that tank top on WWE.com. The dirty Luke Harper tank top. Like,
yeah, they can just drag it behind a truck and sell
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Luke Harper is a vanilla Kit Kat that has been dropped in a puddle.
Okay.
It's a reference to OSW review. Whenever anybody comes out with like a crazy outfit on, they play What Bar? And they have to, like, name a candy bar that looks like the outfit. It is delightful. It makes me laugh so hard. That's OSWReview.com.
So what did they make Neville? What was Neville?
I don't know. I didn't see Neville's getup.
He's got to be a Milky Way, right?
What's he wearing?
He's not wearing anything crazy. Have you seen that dude, by the way? He's ridiculous. Like
Neville? He's the English guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fucking crazy good. Like, you just watch him and you're like, God damn. Like, I don't remember who it was. Somebody described him so perfectly. They said he's like a WWE create a character with all the stats jacked. But in real life. Like,
okay, that's pretty good. That's an appealing description.
That's exactly. And the minute I said that, I'm like, God damn it, that is exactly what he is.
Just cheated in a bunch of stats.
He really is, because, like, he's got so much agility. He's, like, super ripped, too, at the same time. I mean, he's only, like, 4 foot nothing, but other than that. Yeah.
Other than his debilitating height.
Well, I mean, I got to go with my boy Sheamus now, because Sheamus is all... we're getting into my wrestling show, but, yeah. Sheamus, I watched that match already, the Kiss My Arse match.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen? You heard about this, right?
Yeah, briefly.
So, for the people who don't know, Sheamus is the only ginger in the WWE.
Mm, he's a big
Irish.
One, too.
He's a big boy. He's a big mofo.
Yeah.
He's Irish, and he's the Celtic warrior. And
now that Finley's gone.
And he's come out with this ridiculous new look with his foot-tall mohawk and his braided beard.
Oh, he has a mohawk now?
Dude, have you not seen Sheamus now?
No. Last time I remember seeing him, he had... guile hair, but right.
Oh no, dude! I'm gonna send you a picture of new Sheamus. You got to see this. He's got. All right, I'm gonna send you. Oh, dude. So yeah, his whole thing now. He's come back. He's a heel now. He's a great heel. He's really good as a heel.
Okay.
But his whole thing now is that he's just a complete bully. Like, he's just like, I don't like little people. Like, that's his whole deal now. Is he's just like, so he's been feuding with Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
And okay, so I'll send you a picture of New Sheamus. He looks friggin' ridiculous.
Dolph Ziggler, the one who's a comic?
No.
There's one of the WWF guys right now that like does stand up comedy as well as wrestling.
I mean, it might be him. I don't know if it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm sending you a picture of this is mostly just the beard, and I'll send you a picture to get you the full mohawk.
Okay. Oh, okay, I see it there. Yeah, that's a lot different than the last time I saw him.
Yeah, but he's a total bully now. So the whole thing was, he's like, "Oh, it's a kiss my arse match." So like the loser had to kiss the winner's arse.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna spoil what happens, but it was pretty great.
Somebody gets their bum kissed.
Somebody gets their bum, like, not just kissed.
You.
Like, there is some weird shit goes on.
Nice.
But it's honestly one of the great. It's really
one of the greatest matches of the modern era.
It wasn't one of the greatest. It was actually a pretty good match. I will say it was actually those two were actually really good.
No, man. Last night I watched fucking Just Incredible versus Jerry Lynn, fucking Heatwave 98. Goddamn good match.
Damn good.
Crazy top rope fucking, that's incredible.
They're not allowed to do that shit anymore.
No, they're not allowed to do anything good anymore.
Yeah, most of that stuff's been banned now. Yeah. It's funny with Extreme Rules, because even Extreme Rules is still pretty tame compared to what it used to be on a normal night. Like,
oh, totally. Yeah. And you're like not even like supposed to like bleed anymore.
Yeah, they're not supposed to. It's very rare that they'll allow you to.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole scuttlebutt now, you've heard about this whole Seth Rollins thing?
No, what's that?
So, like, it's been a kind of informally gone around that he's no longer allowed to use his signature, his finishing move.
The curb stomp?
He's not allowed to use it anymore.
That's stupid. What?
Well, because, I guess, because it's a... Dave denied it, but, like, he's not using it, he hasn't used it anymore. And, like, the scuttlebutt is that it's either been causing injuries or there's a worry that it could cause injuries.
I don't believe it has caused injuries. Like, it seems like a pretty innocuous move because it's just a trick, right? Like, he's not actually stomping on the dude's fucking head.
The thing that they said was, and I think this is what somebody, I don't remember who it was. Again, I should really know my sources, but, whatever, I'm not a journalist, fuck that. I'm just going to say it. I don't remember who it was. Why am I holding myself to some ridiculous standard? I'm just talking to a fucking microphone to a buddy of mine.
Right.
Somebody was saying, like, the more likely story behind it is that it's something that if kids were to do it to each other, they would kill each other.
Well, yeah, it's a curb stomp.
And so it's one of those things that, like, of all the moves around, it's one of those ones that could seriously cause a person injury if not done by a professional.
Yeah, but you know what other moves could like kill kids?
All of them.
Yeah, the people's elbow, if you hit somebody in the nose, that's a dead kid.
Yeah, tombstone pile driver.
The worm, if you hit somebody in the nose with your chop at the end,
yep. That would bull kill hammer.
Yeah, fucking camel clutch,
sweet chin music.
Yeah, they'd kill somebody. Like, they would all kill somebody. It's fucking stupid argument.
I know, it's just they're stupid now.
Yeah,
they're all PG stupid. And they're all like, oh, we gotta be family friendly.
Mm-hmm. The whole industry is insane.
But they're making money hand over fist, so maybe they're doing something right.
Yeah, if John Cena keeps winning, we'll keep fucking making money.
Dude, yeah, John Cena. I like John Cena. Like, I mean, he's not a good wrestler. He's not a bad wrestler, he's just not the best.
Mm-hmm.
But you know Daniel Bryan's out, right?
Daniel Bryan is off with an injury or something, isn't he?
He got his match canceled. We're talking about wrestling for too long. We should talk about Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, right.
If you want to come on the wrestling podcast, you are more than welcome to come on the wrestling podcast, by the way.
That sounds like fun. Just give me a heads up so I can watch the relevant material. And then
yeah, man. I mean, it's not the kind of thing. We don't, like, sit there and, like, review the show. We just bullshit about wrestling for an hour.
Ah, well, then, yes, I'd love to.
All right, cool. We'll do that. Fantastic. We'll have a special wrestling recap with Kurt. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Cool.
Let's talk about
there is another thing that we were supposed to watch this week.
Oh, yeah, that other thing, the thing we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to write that off as a one long commercial for my other show.
Yeah. It's a Vertical Synergy.
That's right. It's a tease. It's a preview. before the feature you're about to see, you have to sit through a fucking preview.
If you enjoyed those last 20 minutes, then check out Ben's Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, check out with Kurt coming up.
Woo!
All right, so let's talk about Game of Thrones.
All right. Well, so Game of Thrones is a good show.
We're three episodes in. This is
episode three, the High Sparrow.
The High Sparrow, which immediately got me a little bit hard when I heard it.
It was an interesting plot line in the books, huh?
Yes, I love the High. I think we've been on record as me talking about how much I love the religious stuff in this show.
Yeah. You have mentioned that before.
It's one of my favorite. I'm not a religious guy, but I find the religious stuff on the show so much more interesting than it is in real life.
Yeah, because they have proof.
Yeah, it's true. One
religion's
God,
magic in this fucking series.
One God is so much more obviously right than the other ones, and it just makes me so happy.
Yeah. It's like no trickery. There's no faith. It's just like, hey, I can do stuff, actually.
Yeah. So I think it's funny. I think we had a little bit of a disagreement on this episode, which is rare because usually we tend to agree.
Mm-hmm.
I was not the biggest fan of this episode, and I didn't think it was bad. I just did not care.
I think we're like closer to the middle because like this isn't like hands like down my fucking favorite ever. Yeah. But there's a lot of moments in this that I really enjoy.
I will say one thing about this episode. I think that a lot of the book deviations in this made a lot of sense.
Right. Yeah. I'm starting to feel that way, too.
There's one big one that I really thought made a lot of sense. Like, it was really, really good. And I really liked it. And it honestly makes me, like, when I think back on the book ones now, I'm like, well, that's stupid. Like, do you know what I mean?
No, that's fair. And I think I know what you're talking about, too. Yeah. But we'll get to it when we get to it.
It just makes a lot of sense. But I just don't find this episode to be kind of eh. It was just like, eh, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have the most happenings, but it had some happenings.
It did. It definitely had some. It's funny because it's like a good episode of Game of Thrones. There were quite a few beheadings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some stuff.
We got to see a flayed man for the first time. I'd never seen a flayed man before.
It's true. If you play the new Mortal Kombat game, that just happens.
Is that a thing? Is that a fatality?
Kinda. Yeah. Well, you can see people like with no skin.
Well, that's basically a flayed man. Well, you can see people no skin, or you can cause people to have no skin.
A little of both, because there's the X-ray moves where it goes into it and like shows all their bones getting busted up, and then there's like shit where there's people's faces get cut off and shit.
See, with the X-ray, I remember the X-ray when they introduced the X-ray move, thinking that at E3, I was watching the E3 coverage, and like that looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, and it's the same thing I had with VATS in Fallout, where it was like, that is so cool.
Over and over.
The first time.
Yeah, well, at least VATS varies once in a while in Fallout. Like, in Mortal Kombat, But it's just like, you know, it's like a Super and Street Fighter. Like, yeah, the novelty of the visual wears off, but, like, you just use it as a way to, like, balance the match if you're getting beat up on too bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, Mortal Kombat X, really good, guys.
Mortal Kombat X, I'm going to check it out.
Really enjoyed it. Really fun game.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about Game of Thrones. So what's our first scene?
First scene, Arya is doing some bitch work in House of Black and White.
Yeah, Arya is sweeping the floors.
Yeah, she's just sweeping shit. She's doing her thing.
You know what she's doing?
What's that?
She's working 9 to 5.
Yep.
For the remainder of this series, the role of Arya Stark will be played by Dolly Parton.
She has such an adorable voice. All of like Arya's lines delivered that way would be so funny.
Oh my god, could you imagine Dolly Parton delivering
with my southern drawl?
Could you imagine Dolly Parton being like, the hound, Cersei, just like,
I'm nobody, sugar.
Battle of my ghoulies, y'all.
That'd be great.
I would actually enjoy that so much. Like,
you ever hear about that? Dolly Parton has this thing where, I can't remember what it is, but it's like the specifics, but for every like kid in some place like in America close to her, like under the age of 3, she'll send books to like every month.
Really?
Yeah. She's all about kids reading. It's real
good
nice.
On her.
Yeah, she's a sweet lady.
She always seemed like a cool lady. Like there was one of those things. I mean, she's freakishly looking now because all the plastic surgery, but like she always seemed nice.
Yeah. She's a real bad lady.
She's a genuine dame. That one.
But anyway, yeah, so the House in Black and White, Arya sweeping up shit, there's a dude casually committing suicide over there.
Just casual. I like how no one's calling attention to it. They're just like, oh yeah, what's up? He's just drinking it like, oh hey, thank you.
Would you
thank a dude for handing you the suicide elixir? I feel like that'd be a movie like, he like hands you the suicide elixir. Okay.
Depends what's wrong with me, really.
Yeah. That guy looked okay. Like, he didn't look like he had that much of a problem.
No, or maybe he was just, I don't know, depressed. But like, the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah, that's what right-wingers think Sweden looks like.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, that's what they like. The death panels.
Shacks.
Yeah, and some guy with a streak in his hair, Seth Rollins, is just sitting there. Oh, my God, the parallels are endless.
Yeah, yeah, Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins is just going to curb stomp you into the death pool.
Yeah, I was just about to say, what's his name? Jack and Hagar are curb stomping, dude.
Oh my god, could you imagine that if that's how he beat people?
Yeah.
I would enjoy that so much.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see a curb stomp in Game of Thrones. And
oh, dude, a Game of Thrones curb stomp would be legendary.
It would be gross.
Yeah, so I was going to say, so Dolly is sweeping up. So yeah, so Arya's sweeping up. She's clearly starting low lady on the totem pole.
That's right.
She's, I don't know what she thought was going to happen. She's like walking in. Oh, hey, guess what? You're a multi.
You're an international assassin now. Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought they had one good line when she's like, "I'm here to serve. Like, you're here to serve yourself. Don't fucking kid yourself, lady." Like.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you just want to become a murder machine, don't you?
That's right. You want to use this so you could kill everybody who's ever wronged you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that every single teenager has thought at some point.
Pretty much,
thank
yeah.
Thank God none of them get the ability to act on it.
Well, except for Dylan Klebold and that other kid.
Again, we had a Chris Benoit discussion in the pre-show that just got really depressing, and it's starting to like ramp right back up.
Just go right for Columbine.
Kurt's just like, okay, I'm going to make Ben cry tonight. That's just my entire mode of being. And it's going to happen. All right, so what's our next scene we got?
Oh, yeah, well, next we go out to King's Landing. Cersei looks apprehensive to be driving around in the crowd.
Oh, that was great, too, when they're like, yay, yay, yay. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. Like, this doesn't add up. Because the last time all these people saw her, they weren't too happy with her.
They don't give a shit about Cersei. In fact, nobody does anymore.
Well, they did try to gang rape her last time she was out in public.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's that.
Well, that was the riot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
She doesn't go out a lot.
No. She's rightfully reclusive.
Yeah. Right. I feel like it's one of those things like, oh, man, you need to get out more. You're an agoraphobic person. You're just like, oh, you know, you should get out more. Just get over it. With Cersei, like, stay the course. You're doing great. Just don't rock the boat, lady. You're having fun. Like, just
yeah.
go.
Sitting in your house drinking all day works for you.
Oh, my God. I know we're going to get to that scene, but that's the fucking best line ever when Marjorie just fucking stick burned her when she's just like.
Oh, man. I like my little note, you know, because I wrote a little breakdown for us to talk about. Is Cersei is heavily snapped upon.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that, but that's the best line
The snaps
ever.
Come in full force.
Oh, God. She just got... Boom. She just, like, literally someone needed to show up like, oh!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the super hot fire video.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
So, yeah, it's Tommen's wedding day and Tommen's wedding night.
Mm-hmm.
So King Tommen gets some ass, son.
King Tommen, first of his name and fuck machine of the realm.
So do you think, and this is going to be a weird question, do you think that she was like, when she's talking to her friends, and I said, do you think she's actually being real or do you think she's just pretending?
What do you mean, when she's talking to who?
When she's talking to her friends the next day and she's like, oh my God, it was like 8 times that night.
Oh, no, I fully believe that because like Tommen just found out what sex was and he was like, oh.
See, this is the other problem.
I want to do more of that.
Tommen just had sex with the hottest chick in the realm as mm-hmm. his first chick. There's nowhere up to go from there. Like,
you could take a swing at Daenerys.
I mean, I guess he could.
I don't know if she's like specifically like hotter, but it's a good direction to go in.
Yeah, I did. I think that was the most realistic portrayal of like losing your virginity to an older woman. Just like, oh my God, that was so great, right? Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
It was fine, dear.
I didn't hurt you, did I? No, you did not.
He's such a nice guy.
He's the best. All I needed was Sir Pounce to come along. I'm like, oh, Sir Pounce. It's like, you weren't watching, were you?
Unfortunately, like because of the direction that the series is taking, we're not gonna have little Tommen playing with kitties, which is a real shame.
Yeah. He's a bit too old. It did kind of ruin, and I did kind of ruin, like, having Tommen be this age, it did kind of ruin one of my favorite jokes from the book, which is during the wedding in the book, it's so hilarious because he's a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's one part where you have to, like, put the robe around your wife's back.
And, yeah, she had to kneel down.
And she had to kneel down because he's too small.
He's just a little boy.
And he was so cute. It was just like, oh, she's marrying a little boy. And then it's like, oh, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But in the show, they made him, like, what is he in the show, like, 14?
Yeah, he's like 14, 15. And it's still, like, slightly messed up. But really? it's not quite as bad.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, especially for this, like, universe. And, you know, you can pretty much tell from the scene, Tommen doesn't look particularly abused.
No.
Tommen being taken advantage of.
Tommen needs a cigarette, and that's about it.
Yeah. Cigarette and a cold drink. And he's
cigarette and a cold drink, and to do it three more times, apparently.
It's nice to see him happy. That's good.
I love Tommen. I wish nothing great. But the best for Tommen. Tommen,
I really like the actor, too, because he's playing it so anti-Joffrey.
He is like, literally the anti-Joffrey. That's what it's such a truth. And I love when he commented on it. He's like, oh, my God, I just got to have sex with the hottest chick in the world. And I'm the king, and all I had to do was watch my brother get murdered. It's just like, this is awesome.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's like the opposite of all I did. It's like, I watched my brother get murdered, all I got was his lousy t-shirt. Like, this is literally the opposite of that.
Mm. Like, and he, like, seems so, like, dead set on not being a dickhead, too.
Yeah. And then Marjorie just lays into him instantly. Like, she's just like... It's just like, oh my God, this would be so great. You know, like, oh my God, we're married. How great is this? She's just like, so your mom kind of sucks, right?
Well, I mean, if we're, like, talking honestly, that's probably the best thing for the kid, really.
Oh, 100%. I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm just saying it's instant. It was just like...
She knows when to get the wheels moving.
Oh, yeah. No, she's done this before.
Yeah, if you're going to talk to a guy about some stuff, that's probably a better time than most, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she just starts planting the seeds in his... I love when she does it, too, and she, like, she's so good. She's just got him wrapped around her finger. She's like, oh, hey, you know, like... She doesn't come out and say it. She just comes out and she's like, oh, you know, she'll never see you as anything. Oh, she must love you, right? You're her little boy.
Yeah.
You'll always be her little boy. Just, like, hitting that note over
and
over.
Do you think she misses Casterly Rock? Do you think she misses being put in a barrel and sunk to the bottom of the ocean?
I heard she likes getting pushed down a flight of stairs.
Maybe you should get her for Mother's Day. Or Maiden's Day, I guess, in stupid Westeros.
Yep. So then we see Tommen and Cersei walking down the thing. And she's like,
like, hey, Mom, how would you feel about fucking off?
As good as Margaery is at manipulation is as bad as Tommen is at it. Because she's just like, so you hate being here, right? Like, you'd rather not be here, right? Like, so here is a place that you would not like to be, right?
Yeah. You should have just been more upfront about it. You should have been like, Mom, you're really stepping all over my game here.
Yeah, Mom, I have just discovered sex, and apparently I'm good at it. I don't need you harshing my mellow right now.
Yeah, I really don't need to blow
boning in my
spot.
Mom's house.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He's not satisfied to bang on his mom's quilts.
No. I'm convinced by we're never going to see Casterly Rock.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. We haven't yet, have we?
We never see it in the books, either.
No, that's true. There's nothing that takes place there.
It's like the most talked about house that never gets shown.
Yeah. Maybe it just like really sucks, and all the rich people just try to talk it up to feel better.
Oh, yeah, like Bonnaroo?
Yeah, exactly. Actually sucks, but the people who blew $6,000 to go think it's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a really good analogy.
So Tommen is trying to manipulate Cersei. Not happening. Just not very good at it.
And Cersei goes right for the source.
I love it too. And she just like walks in, and then the best line just burned her instantly.
Yeah, I have a gif of the reaction face for that scene. Or what did she say? No, RKO out of nowhere.
RKO's out of nowhere.
You might have seen this one before. But yeah, what is it that she says? Like, we'd have some wine for you, but it's really early in the day for us.
She said, oh, we can get you some wine. It's, you know, like, we don't have any because it's a little early for us.
Slammed.
I'm just like, get oh! Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way they, the direction of this was great. The way they looped that, like, girl. And there's nothing more sinister sounding than a bunch of girls laughing.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm sure that triggers a lot of nerd rage for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, man.
Stop laughing at me!
But I love the way they looped it, like, after Cersei walked out of the room, and, like, it was almost sinister the way that they did it, where she's, like, slowly descending into madness as they laugh behind her back.
Yeah. It wouldn't be funny if they were like, oh!
Seriously, though, could you imagine, like, could you imagine your girlfriend telling your mom, like, I'm a bit tired, because as we all know, he's half lion, half stag, so he fucked the your son fucked the shit out of me last night.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be around for that conversation. It'd be strange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, mostly just uncomfortable.
Marjorie is just full-on, like, wiping her, like, her scent on everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's territorial.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she fucking slammed Cersei pretty good, and that felt nice. That was one of the things I liked about this episode. Cersei getting heavily slammed upon.
Cersei has definitely been taken down several pegs, which Jaime warned her was going to happen.
Yep. Did you see the reaction, Jim? That
I did. I did.
I love that one.
It's pretty good.
It's the epitome of, oh! And then we go to Cheery Winterfell.
Oh, of course, Cheery Winterfell.
Yeah.
I love Roose Bolton. I demand more Roose Bolton.
These people are inside out.
They are that I'd never seen a flayed man before.
Mm.
It was it lived up to the hype.
Hey, have you ever seen the Silent Hill movie, the first one?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the chicken.
Why would I have seen the Silent Hill movie, the first one?
Oh, it was not terrible.
Speaking of Silent Hill.
Yeah, Silent Hills was canceled.
What's up with that?
Well, Kojima left Konami, and Kojima was one of the lead directors on that. And, so they're just not going to move ahead with it without him.
There was so much hype around that game, though. Like,
and, like, nobody really knows why Kojima left Konami either.
That's so weird. Like, I heard that news today. I was like, what? Like,
mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of Norman Reedus. I'm like, Norman Reedus died? And I'm like, wait, no. It's like, oh, wait, no, he's fine. It's fine. Your game's canceled. Oh. Aw.
Man.
Like, for a moment, I was happy Norman Reedus didn't die. But then it was like, all I saw was, like not happening. I'm like, what? And I'm like. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I really wanted to play that game, too.
Yeah.
I'm a big Silent Hill fan. At least the first three.
I like Silent Hill 4, The Room.
That's a good, pretty good
That's
too.
A great game.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That one was pretty strange.
Yeah, it was trippy as hell. The fog and the subway tunnel. Just trippy.
Yeah, totally. And, like, the whole, like, the room hub thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look through the wall, and that fucking stuffed animal thing is looking at you. It's crazy.
It's great. Fucking, don't get high and play that game. Bad shit happens.
That's the only way I play horror games.
I can't play horror games high. I just can't do it. It just freaks me out.
Oh, man. But anyway, I don't want to get too off track, but I play this game, Rust. It's like a massively multiplayer survival game.
Yeah, you told me about it before, then.
Yeah, where people will just hunt you and shit. Try playing that with a couple bowls under your belt, man. Holy fuck. I've actually, like, yelped from getting killed, because, like, you can just get snuck up on and murdered and never see what happened.
Yep.
Pretty spooky. Speaking of spooky, Winterfell's too spooky.
Winterfell is fucking... Yeah, it's...
it's sick spooky.
It almost makes you wonder, like, why are they fighting for this place again? Because it kind of sucks. Like,
well, to be fair, the Boltons moved in and they made it into fucking, like, a Halloween town.
It didn't take that much, it seemed like, though. It was just like...
What up,
it is kind of Halloween town, though, like...
Yeah. Basically, this is what Winterfell looks like if the cleaning staff fucking all went on strike at the same time.
Oh my god, and I love it.
Dingy and fucked apart. And
later on, that lady's just like, the North remembers, which is basically their version of Hail Hydra. Like,
yeah. Don't spoil it. That was another one of the scenes I really liked, too.
Yeah. Don't spoil it, absolutely. Like, someone's like watching it as we go.
Yeah, I know. I'm so proud of my breakdown that I had all that.
So, Ramsay rolls in. He's,
He's fucking chomping.
He's clear. He's fresh off the killing floor.
Yeah.
I loved his little explanation. Could you think Roose was into his explanation? Like,
His explanation, what was that again?
Was basically like, oh, well, he didn't pay his taxes, so I flayed him, his wife, and his, was it, and his daughter?
Yeah, and the Lord they replaced him.
His son.
I think one of the people he talked about killing was actually from the Game of Thrones Telltale game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was House Forrester or something he was talking about.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, they got fucked.
They got fucked. They paid their taxes, though.
Yeah, the guy who replaced him did, yeah.
Yeah. It was his son. He said he made it in front of, he did everything in front of the son, and then, yeah, the Lord who replaced him, which was the kid, was like, all right, I'll pay taxes.
Yep.
So Bruce basically lays him out, and he's kind of like, hey, you know what, like, you can, fear can only get you so far. At a certain point, you know, kind of people kind of want to follow.
You gotta win the North by marrying a beautiful woman.
Yeah, and everyone's just like, I wonder who that could be.
Yeah.
So this is a change that I really enjoy.
I'm really apprehensive about.
I think this makes a great deal of sense.
Oh, it totally does.
And like, I love it. I think this, honestly, because like, the one thing I hated about Sansa chapters in the book was that it never seemed like, what's the point? What's all this going towards? Why is Waylon? This makes sense.
It does. I don't think they can follow all the beats of that plot line with the character being different. Or
what
at
do
least
you mean?
I hope they choose not to. Well, is this the season where Sophie Turner fucks a dog, I guess? Is the question that I'm trying to ask.
I don't think so.
No, you don't. Okay, like it,
no,
you know,
I feel like
the show would be better for it. But I mean, that's some shit that happened in the fucking book.
Yeah,
like some crazy, crazy shit happens to the chick who gets messed up or mixed up with Ramsay Bolt.
See, I think they issued the fake Arya. I guess we can spoil that at this point.
Yeah, none of it matters.
They got rid of the fake Arya, and I think what they're doing is they're kind of taking a little bit of Sansa and a little bit of Stoneheart and putting them together.
Kinda, yeah.
Because the way that he like that Littlefinger kept hammering, "We're going to get justice our way," and I'm like, "Oh, I know your way.
We're going to get justice by you fucking a dog."
Yeah, no, the dog fucking is essential to the plot.
Well, it's the part that sticks out.
It's like, first we fuck a dog. What? Then we kill everybody. Well, wait, why can't we just kill everybody? Well,
nobody
then where's the fun in that?
Nobody gets to the top without fucking a few dogs.
Just ask King Tommen. Where's Sir Pounce now? Well, I'll tell you.
And Winterfell's really metal now.
Winterfell is very, it is
super
very
metal.
Like Valhalla, like it's like some kind of Viking town now.
It looks like a fucking, like a Doom level.
It looks like something like, it looks like Tim Burton came in and guest directed a scene, like, oh, let's make a town.
Yeah, except Helena Bonham Carter's not around being useless.
Well, yeah, because it's only a day, so he couldn't have got her in. They're not even
he couldn't have rolled her in through the gate.
They're not together anymore.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I know.
I was just making a fat joke about Helena Bonham Carter.
That's fine. Well, you got Fat Waldo.
It's fine.
You got Fat Waldo.
Yeah, that's right.
Fat Waldo's the best.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, but that whole scene where Littlefinger talks to Sansa is like, hey, you're going to marry this fucking psychopath. Isn't that cool? I called it Littlefinger has a super good idea.
You're going to marry... Okay, Sansa, I got the greatest idea. You're going to be totally into this, right? Okay, here we go. You know that guy who murdered your family? Mm-hmm. You're going to marry his crazy son.
Basically, you're gonna fuck everyone who ever murdered somebody you're related to.
Pretty much.
And if we're gonna travel
true.
Around the world. I'm just gonna give it up for anybody who ever spilled Stark blood, and you're gonna.
And some guy who's got a crush on her since they were kids is like, I gotta find someone she loves and kill him quick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's the way into this lady's pants. Is just gotta like just put someone she loves head on a stake.
Yep, and give it a year and a half, and then boom, they're showed up on your doorstep.
Yep.
Bingo bango. Easy.
But yeah, so Sansa is going to marry King Ramsay, or Prince, or Lord Ramsay. Do you think this is going to go well?
No. No. Ben, I don't.
You don't think so? You don't
think
it'll be happily
ever
after?
No. I think this is going to be a bad season to be Sansa Stark.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. I think she's going to kill the shit out of that kid.
Yeah, but like that's the end game. Everything that happens in between is gonna be fucked up.
I don't know.
Maybe.
She was definitely getting the stink eye from Ramsay's Lady Love.
What?
You didn't notice that crowd shot?
Oh yeah. That's right. I didn't realize that was.
That was that girl
his hunting companion.
That crazy bitch that he bangs and then hunts people for sport with.
Yeah.
And definitely that's not somebody you want to fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if somebody's like, what do you do for fun? I hunt people for sport.
Yeah.
Remind me not to piss you off.
Exactly. That's what I do if I had enough money.
We've covered this, yes.
Right, just hunt people.
This was last week's episode. We talked about that.
In my defense, I was very high. All right.
In your defense, he's only done it like 3 times.
It's true. What? No, I'm not rich enough to get away with anything.
That's true.
I'm a poor person. I'm not above the law. If I was rich, though.
I heard something on the radio the other day. Apparently, there's like a guy who's like a person who's killing homeless people in Winnipeg. I was like, as if it could be any worse being homeless in Winnipeg. Than
yeah,
getting
really. That's really the cherry on the fucking cake there.
Yeah. Like, come on. Pick somewhere like Malibu. Like, just kill some homeless guys in Malibu. Like, you know what? We had a good run.
Yeah. I had an extended beach vacation.
Yeah.
And now I'm being murdered by Patrick Bateman. Before he feeds a cat to an ATM machine.
At least I don't live in Winnipeg.
At least I don't live in Winnipeg. That's what I always say to myself.
Yeah.
Did I ever play my brain teaser challenge with you?
Yeah, you did. Name 2 cities in Manitoba that are not Winnipeg.
Yeah, or just 2 towns. I
did not get one.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
It's true. It's hard.
It's really hard.
Because it's fucking
unless Manitoba. You're like from Manitoba.
Even then, I feel like... No, you know why? Because if you're from Manitoba, good luck finding someone to verify that.
It's true.
I could just make up 2 random towns, and you'd be like, because you don't fucking know 2 towns in Manitoba.
No. Oh, I don't?
Well, I'm sure you know 2, because you did the brain teaser. But
a million times, yeah. And I actually got 2 answers. Because, like, when I started, I didn't know myself.
Exactly. So I could have been, like, Smithville and, like, Loggerton. And you'd be like, that sounds right.
That actually does sound right.
That does sound right.
Yeah, I'm almost sure that those could be 2 places.
Yeah,
so we got our, we should move on, I guess. We got our pod and Brienne scene.
A pod? We got
real
a
nice.
Great pod and Brienne scene.
Yeah, that was a real nice one.
I liked Pod's, his little secret origin.
Yep, that's right. What he got? He got caught eating a ham that somebody
stole? Yeah, someone stole a ham. A nice
and he was gonna be hung
for
it.
And they killed him for it.
Yeah, he was gonna be hung for it.
That's a little intense, man. Like, for a ham?
And instead, he was, told to hang out with Tyrion.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's a lot better than being hung by the neck until dead.
It's a little, well, you know, it has its ups and downs.
That's true. That's true.
Whereas good. Hanging only has its downs.
That's good. And Brienne really comes around on old Pod here. Because he's like, you're the best fighter ever. I don't mind you yelling at me.
You know what I love? Brienne comes around on Pod comes around on Brienne. It's like, it's just a love-in between the two of them. I love Brienne's story, too. Like, Brienne, I think she told that story in the books as well.
She did, yeah.
And it's a great story. It is, and but I love Pod's punctuation at the end when he's just like, you know, he liked men. Yes, I'm not a moron. Like,
yeah, and that's something she never said in the books too, which is great.
I just love that because in the book they play it like, oh, she was in love with him, but I like the idea that it's so much better the way they do in the show where it's like,
no, she loved him, but she wasn't
she
in
loved
love.
Him. Like, yeah, it's like I knew he was like dudes, but like doesn't mean I don't love him. Like,
yeah, like he did a lot for her.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not like some swooning girl like, oh, Lord Renly. It's like, no, I like this guy because he's a legitimately good person. In
exactly.
Legitimately
I loved that scene.
Assholes.
That was really great. Yeah. And Brienne agreed to teach Pod how to fight, which is cool.
Twice a day. Yep.
Yeah. She's real good at fighting.
Apparently she's the best.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yeah, she's like, and I like the line when she said, I can't make you a knight, but I can teach you how to fight. And he's like, well, that sounds more important.
That's probably better, yeah. That's what he says. Such a positive guy.
God damn it, Pod. You won my heart.
Yeah.
Pod is the guy I wish I was, but I know I wouldn't be Podrick. I would be somebody much more annoying. I'd probably be like Janice Slint.
I hope not.
I feel like that's what like, all the people who watch Game of Thrones are like, I would be Jon Snow. I would be Podrick.
No, you would all be Janice Slint.
We would all be Janice Slint.
Yeah. I'd probably be the butcher's boy.
Yeah.
Fat and murdered quickly.
We'll be a few hot pies as well.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or,
You know what we should get an update on?
What's that?
Is, what's his name still paddling that boat?
Who's that?
The friggin' Roberts bastard.
Oh my god.
Is he still paddling that boat?
Yeah, where is he? Fuck. Maybe he just died of exposure.
What if they show up and he's got a huge beard one day, like in like season 6?
Here, I'm the king. What?
He pulls in the boat and he's just got this giant beard and he's like, oh, I've been in this thing for a year and a half now.
The Red God couldn't find me.
He's got to show back up, right?
I assume. Although he never shows up again in the book.
I just remembered that.
Yeah.
I can't even remember his name.
Gendry.
Gendry, yeah. Gendry's been rowing that boat for like 2 years now.
The guy with the cool helmet who doesn't have the cool helmet anymore.
Yeah, he had a cool helmet. Now he doesn't. But now he's got a cool everything. Boat.
Can't have a cool uncle and a motorcycle.
Yeah. All right, so what's our next scene? Before we go, Brienne says, I know exactly where they're going because Brienne knows everything. All of a sudden.
She's real smart.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. And she really wants to kill Stannis, which I think would be counterproductive.
That's a book reference, by the way. Me and Mate's a book joke. All of a sudden, Brienne knows how to find everything.
Oh, yeah.
She spends the entire book aimlessly wandering around looking
Have
for somebody.
Have you seen Sansa Stark?
Really bad at it. Like,
Sansa Stark.
Would anyone like a dance?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But yeah, next is Jon also turns down a really good offer.
Yep.
But he's not burned alive.
No, he's not. And Ollie is now his steward.
That's right. Ollie's taking that job very seriously, too.
I don't want to get spoilery on something, but I heard a theory, and it makes too much sense.
Okay, well, what's that?
Ollie is going to become a character who we've not been introduced to yet, who does something involving Jon that happens at the end of Dance of Dragons.
Really?
That's the theory I've heard.
That's odd.
But it makes sense, because you need somebody with an emotional investment.
Yeah, that's true. But there's also those other, like, jobber Night's Watch guys.
No, they got killed. They all died in the battle. All the ones
the dude with, like, the stringy black hair, he's still there.
He's the only one, though.
That's true.
But, I mean, the way they said about
Ollie... He's been getting, like, no screen time.
It makes a lot of sense with Ollie that he'd be that guy.
Yeah, that would be a total, like, Chekhov's gun thing.
Yeah. So Jon Snow is talking to Stannis, and Stannis is like, hey, you should completely disregard your vows and come join my hood.
Yeah.
Because it's how I do.
Jon's like, nah.
Jon's like, I'm good, man. I'm fine here. And
I can't have this right now.
And then your princess is in the castle.
Mm.
And Stannis is basically like, oh, you're very honorable. And then Jon's like, thank you. And he's like, that was not a compliment.
Yeah, your father was honorable.
Your father was honorable, too. Honorable, apparently, in Westeros means stupid.
That's right. Pretty much in the real world, too,
it's
honestly.
Very accurate, yes. As an honorable person, it is entirely true.
Yep.
It doesn't get you anywhere, kids. Sorry.
Bad guys always win. Spoiler alert.
It's just the thing when you grow up, and you're like, that's what being an adult is just realizing, oh, no, if you do the right thing, sometimes, you know what? Shit doesn't work out. Like,
it's true.
Chicks dig assholes. I'm sorry to tell you this, guys. Like,
yeah. But, Davos has a nice convo with them.
I like Davos' approach to diplomacy way better than Stannis'. Stannis is so bad at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Davos is basically just... And I think like Davos actually gets through to him in a way that Stannis doesn't.
Yeah, well, he brings up the actual wording in the vows, which is interesting. It's like, was that part? No, not that part. The other part.
Yeah, he makes a good point, too. He's like, look, man, you can do a lot of good. Mm. Not here. Like, you can't do a lot of good here.
Sitting in a frozen castle at the edge of the world, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, Davos, I guess, that's the thing that's weird, too. I get why the Southerners are against the wildlings and would be like, oh, we should get rid of the wildlings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like the Night's Watch have any reason to get rid of the Wild. I feel like the Night's Watch, they have seen White Walkers. They have fought White Walkers.
Yeah. Which is funny because, like, the Night's Watch are the ones who are the most, like, I don't know, against the wildlings, really.
That's what I mean. Why are they sitting there going, we should kill them all? Like, that's retarded. Like, you should all be sitting there going, we should get every guy we have because there's frozen zombies coming for us.
And these guys are clearly very good at fighting.
Exactly. Like, oh, like, yeah. I'll never understand that as long as I live, why they don't like them.
Racism.
It's just blatant. It's just racism, man.
That's pretty much it, though. It's just like
racism.
There's no good reason for it except for their own prejudices against, like, people from the north, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We
gotta get
Jon Snow is so Stannis is basically. I like when Stannis is talking shop with him too a little bit because I did like that when he's kind of like he's like
yeah, you should move that guy to so and so.
Yeah, you should get rid of that guy because he's like, and he's like, keep your enemies close. It was a great line. Keep your enemies close.
It's like
did not have a lot of enemies. Like,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, Stannis.
Good old Stannis, team pragmatist.
Stannis is to a. He is the dad. He is the dad of the realm. Like, he is the... No, he's... Sorry, what do we call him? The stepdad of the realm?
Stepdad of the realm, yeah.
Yeah. He's the stepdad. He's not cool. He'll tell you, like, he'll catch you. You walk home drunk one night, and he's like, wants to smell your breath. But, like, every once in a while, he's like, you know what? Like, guy, you know, if a cop pulls you over, you just tell him you haven't been drinking because he doesn't want to pull you over. He doesn't want to give you a breathalyzer. Just tell him if you're not drunk, just tell him you haven't been drinking. Like, that's good advice, Stannis dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stepped out of the realm.
Stepped out of the realm. Next,
you're not my real king.
Next, Arya runs into a young Matt Murdock.
She does.
Yeah. Get the proper whooping and is told to ditch her loot.
Yes.
Yeah, get rid of all your loot. I know you got all this level 70 gear, but you got to start over. You got to go prestige.
And Jacken says it in such a great way, too, and he's like, for nobody, you sure have a lot of Arya Stark's... A lot of Arya Stark shit.
Yeah. And she stuck her sword in the rocks, which is good.
I was amazed that they let her get away with that.
Yeah, yeah, they probably know. I'm sure they know.
I mean, it's a good sword. Why not? You need a sword, I guess.
It's special, too, right? You gotta keep that.
Yeah.
You can't just get another one later.
Continues working 9 to 5.
Yeah, just molesting dead people.
And then, then they come in and let her down the thing, and then she just walks down, and it's a dead body, and she's just, I love how she rolls with it, she's just like, well, I wonder what we're going to find down here.
Oh, this is weird, okay.
Yeah. I do like, what, she's sitting there like, oh, what are we doing now? It's like, what did you expect? You're in a goddamn death house, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Alright, and then we go back to a spooky old Winterfell.
Spooky old Winterfell.
And Sansa meets a charming young man. And Theon comes in his pants a little bit, I think, from the look on his face.
I don't know if you're familiar with Theon.
Mm-hmm. But his dog
is
not there.
That's possible anymore.
It might just, like, drip out the fucking hole in his front.
Oh, that's such an unpleasant thought. Of all the things you said to me tonight, that takes the cake as the most unpleasant thing you've said.
We'll see if we can't top it by the end.
Theon's drip hole just...
That's the title of the episode.
He's just like, oh, I'm about to come. Bloop, bloop.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's disgusting. I'm going to take a moment and just live in this for a second. I need to collect myself.
Episode fucking... What, 26 or whatever. Theon.
Here's a rail. Here's a D. They combine them together. We have been derailed.
But yeah, anyway, Sansa returns to Winterfell. And
she
has a little drip.
I like how he's avoiding her. He's like, oh shit, she'll see me. Like.
Yeah, it's true. Man, if I was Sansa, I'd fucking... punch that dude right in the...
I know, no kidding. She's like, oh, hey, Theon, what's up? Oh.
And his two remaining teeth.
She's like, hey, aren't you the guy who killed my little brothers? No, I swear to God, it wasn't me. I mean, it was me, but it wasn't really... I mean,
it was me, but I was full of shit.
I was lying about it, because for some reason I thought that would make people like me.
I wanted respect, so I murdered children.
Hey, look, it's that guy who burned little boys alive. Let's be friends with him.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to go to my birthday party?
I've got a flaming pinata.
Yeah, fucking Ramsay just takes all the packaging off the pinata. It's yes. Just a wire frame and candy. Ah, like a good Bolton pinata.
Yeah, friggin' Roose Bolton just takes the head off and puts it on somebody else's body.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, also, really good scene. Is that later? Yeah, it is later. Hey, never mind. But yeah, the North remembers that lady when she comes in, changing things here.
Yep.
Yeah, that was great. So yeah, that's some foreshadowing for later, maybe.
Of course.
Maybe things will be okay.
Just a little bit. Well, they've been hinting at that. They've been hinting at that because they did last week. They had the Mormont, the Lady Bear.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
With her handwriting, just fuck you. You suck. You dick.
Like, fuck Wiener. There's only one king of the North whose name is Stark.
Yeah,
that's great.
They had that, and then now this week they're like the North remembers.
That's right. It's like we're really pissed off and we're going to do something about it. Maybe?
Maybe.
Unless
so.
We keep getting fucked over every other month.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so Sansa just decides to go for a walk. Because she does.
Yeah.
As you do.
And she does. Yeah.
And she does.
Pretty good. And Northmen also disrespect gingers.
Yes. I like how you picked up on that. You wrote that down. Thank you. Apparently digging a latrine is a job for a ginger.
It's a job for a redheaded man.
I did not realize that. That makes a lot of sense. I've dug a lot of latrines in my day.
Your time in the forces.
They just keep handing
Ben was
me
never
shovels.
The same.
I'm not even in the forges. Some guy shows up with a shovel, says dig me a latrine. I'm like, where? How big?
Yeah, I can do it. It's part. It's in my blood.
Yeah.
As a fair-haired man.
Maester Aemon did not show up. He was not privy at the... Oh, I just about to make the worst pun.
What's that?
He was not privy at the latrine meeting.
I like it.
It's good. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. And Janice Slint picks a really bad time to rage against the machine.
Yes, Janice Slint is like, hey, I'm going to be the guy who's going to talk shit to a dude on his first day. Because he's not going to be trying to get respect at all.
Mm-hmm. Like, I told my boss to fuck himself the other day, but I'm not afraid to get my head chopped off.
Well, maybe you should be. You do work in a place with copious amounts of knives.
Yeah, not for much longer.
I was going to say, are they getting rid of all the knives?
No.
That's actually where my brain went the first time. Oh, man, they're getting rid of all the knives there, huh? What are they going to do without knives?
Acetylene torches.
Because apparently I'm a moron.
Ah, that's fine. You just assumed that they wouldn't be able to carry on without me, which is a correct assumption.
That's a correct assumption. Well, you are the salad master. You made an award-winning salad.
Award-winning salad, that's right.
That's right.
And good nachos.
Right. I haven't had the nachos, but
oh, man.
I assume we're wildly overpriced.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
We're insane. Absolutely insane. Absolutely. But yeah, Janice Slint really doesn't pick his battles well and goes out like
well,
a straight bitch.
Janice Slint didn't pick his battles well.
No.
I guess you can't use the present tense with Mr. Janice anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm surprised John killed him, to be honest. Like, you can't get a more little bitch like he literally said uncle. Like he was just like,
yeah, but
I am a coward. Everything I do is out of fear. You are my master. I will serve you. Everybody else serve this man. Please don't fucking kill me.
Yeah, that's what made like John really pissed off too, because he was like grossing him out basically.
Yeah,
like you're not supposed to do that when you're going to be decapitated.
Yeah.
Just and then Emperor Palpatine's like, good.
The exact opposite of Mance Rayder. Mance Rayder was like, I'm about to be burned alive. Well, this sucks.
Yeah, this is garbage.
Yeah.
Full on garbage.
I really didn't think he was going to do it. I really did not think he was going to.
He does in the book, but I guess how does that fucking matter anymore?
Yeah, no, I mean, everything is different in the book. Like, I don't know. I just, yeah, but it was, I like when he was like, when he's like, I've got powerful friends. I've got this. I've got that. Don't hurt me, please.
Yeah, and big ups to John for being the bigger dude of the whole Alistair Thorne situation.
Yeah.
And
like,
also
big ups to John for being joining the One Swing Club.
Yeah, that's right. Just like his old Pap-Pap.
Just like his Pap-Pap. Unlike Theon, he takes one swing and it's done.
Theon doesn't have the upper body strength.
No, Theon does not understand how to do a one-swinger.
Like, hey, Alistair Thorne, you're kind of an asshole, but we cool now.
Yeah. I like that Alistair, like, I love that moment when Janice is like, Alistair, you'll save me, right? And Janice is Alistair's like, don't involve me in this
like,
shit.
Nah. Who are you? I don't know this man.
You seen when I got my assignment, I was cool about it. Like,
leave me alone, stranger. I have no dealings with this man.
Does Head Ranger, is that even a good job? It seems like a good job, like, but I can also see that being a really shitty job.
Well, it seems like a promotion more than anything else.
Yeah. We'll see. So John, his first order of business is to cut off ties to old business.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
With the things that don't work, keeping the things that do work.
Yeah, and Stannis is just like, oh yeah. This is how we do it.
He's like, good. Sparrows don't care for that priest guy whoring about.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
Yeah. It's like, hey, there hasn't been any tits in this show for half an hour.
Oh my god,
with 19.
With that one guy and his fake beard was just the funniest thing.
That was pretty funny.
Oh my god.
Like the world's silliest whorehouse.
Oh my god. And like, you know, I love when all the little lines to like, always the maid. It's always the maid. Like, how many times has he done this? Like,
yeah. And everybody knows exactly what's up. It's like, two is extra. Yeah, I know two is extra, whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, High Council, I've been accosted.
Oh my god, that scene where they're walking him in his little like old man butt and just walking down the street and he's still got his necklace on. Like he's still Oh my god, it was so brilliant. It was just a perfect moment.
Yeah, you don't want to be those guys.
No.
No.
And it was friggin', what's his name, who came and delivered the speech, too.
Lancel
was leading the charge. So I guess they're gonna keep him around. He's actually gonna be in this season. I thought he would be dead already, based on what he said to Cersei.
Yeah, really.
I did not anticipate him sticking around this long.
No, but I guess he's, like, going to be important to the whole religious plot to it.
The Sparrow movement.
Yeah.
Give a little background on who the Sparrows are, in case people don't know.
Well, basically, they're just religious zealots who kind of want to, like, purify the government of King's Landing, essentially.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of all the hypocrites and make everything good for the churchy folks.
Normally, I would be against.
Yeah.
But, in this case, they've got a point.
Mm-hmm. Plus, like, all the religious people in this, as we said before, have proof.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's what's weird. In this world, religious people are the least crazy people in the entire world. Because in most things...
not the
like,
least crazy, but they have a point, at least.
Well, they've actually got, like, the people who are like, oh, we believe in law and justice. We've already seen that as bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much.
At least the people who are like, I believe in this guy who lives in the clouds and brings people back from the dead, they've got an actual claim.
Yeah. Yeah, they've actually seen smoke babies in the lake.
They've seen smoke babies. They've seen, what's his name, come back from the dead 100 times.
Yep, leeches that get burned means people dies.
Of course.
That shit happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to meet the High Sparrow.
Yeah.
Does he live up to your hype?
He seems like a cool dude.
I want him to be crazier.
Oh, really? I thought he was just going to be like a really, like, well, I don't know, I kind of expected him to be like that, I suppose. Just a really chill old guy.
Yeah, I mean, like I always pictured him kind of like kookier. Like, I'm not crazier, but like kookier. Like, you know, he is very chill. He's very Christ-like.
Eccentric.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very like, you know, he's very like across the board. Just like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, he just seems like, he's super down with God. Like, he's
killing
really super
people
down
is wrong and giving people food is good.
And I love what Cersei tried to appeal to him, and she's just like, oh, you're one of us. He's just like, oh, no, you're not, lady. Like,
yeah, Cersei's never sinned once in her life.
Not even slightly.
Nah. not that character.
So yeah, we get to meet the High Sparrow. He won't be important at all.
Eh. I can't see this being of any relevance.
No, not even slightly.
No. But then again, you can't really say. Because the whole show is crazy down. Anything yeah. fucking happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know.
I liked it, yeah. It was a good introduction for the High Sparrow.
Mm.
I like shots of Dirty King's Landing. They don't do enough of that.
Yeah, like the slums and shit.
Yeah, they gotta show like more. Like I feel like all they ever show is picturesque countryside, and like whenever they show King's Landing, they always show like the very nice villas and stuff like that.
Mm.
But it's very important to understand King's Landing is a hole. Like it is
shit
a hole.
Yeah. It's not a great place to live.
No.
No.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, after the whole High Sparrow shtick, Cersei comes to Qyburn's office.
Oh, God, Qyburn.
Yeah. Who are you? It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. The longest setup for the most obvious jump scare ever. Or not even jump scare, just like... Yeah, like the way they focused him was like sitting there like, all right, let's see.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, what's under the rug?
Any day now.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, he's moving.
Yeah, there he is.
He's moving. Yeah,
and he's like, still... quiet, you.
Hush, friend. Yeah, he's building the fucking Cyber Demon 9000.
Yeah. I like Qyburn.
He's the guy who plays him is doing a good job of it, for sure.
I like how Qyburn, it's just so weird, like, and normally I'm all science and like, against religion, but in Game of Thrones it's the exact opposite, where, like, the science guy is just this fucking crazy, like, bad scientist, and all the religious people are totally right.
Yeah, he's a stupid science bitch.
I think if we realize that George is actually just Orson Scott Carding us.
Indoctrinating, yeah.
That's what he's doing, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All this time it's been a
long conspiracy, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Next we're gonna find out that's all, like, just, like, trying to get us to go to war with Iran?
Well, that was easy.
George is like, it only took me 20 years.
That's right. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it'll take another 20 before he's done.
Oh, I'm gonna finish as soon as I finish the Dunkin' Egg book, because everyone wants that.
I'm gonna finish the book as soon as I eat all of the hams. That have ever existed.
Once I eat a ham and get hanged, then I can finish the book. God damn you, George.
Oh, man. Yeah, then we got the scene with, what's the name there? Littlefinger and Roose the Goose Bolton.
Yeah, Littlefinger and Roose trying to stand off and be more like, I'm the badass. No, I'm the badass. No, I'm the badass.
Mm-hmm.
I always love how people are really good at getting letters to people, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know how a carrier raven works. That doesn't seem like something that would happen.
Because, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I was in Toronto this weekend for my cousin's bachelor party.
Right.
We got separated. I was a block away with a cell phone, and it took 20 minutes to find everybody.
Like, you have a cell phone in this day and age, though.
These birds were fucking flying 1,000 miles to find a guy who wasn't even where he was supposed to be, and they got it there like 2 days later.
Hmm. Well, the thing is that the in Westeros they don't have the Wi-Fi interfering with the bird's homing signal.
That's true.
Yeah. That's the only reason it doesn't work for us.
Yeah, the birds are just like flying around because they get caught in a 4chan loop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who is 4chan?
Who is? It's one guy.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna show it to you afterwards. You're gonna absolutely die.
All right, cool.
Remind me after the show to show you who is 4chan.
Okay, sounds good. We're getting towards the end because all we got now is Varys and Tyrion hanging out in Pentos.
Well, no, we got another great line, which is like, which is Littlefinger's like, "You read my mail," and Roose Bolton's like, "I just made a deal with you, and you're getting a letter from the Queen. Of course, I'm reading your goddamn mail."
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
For sure.
Also, I love Littlefinger, but Aidan Gillen's accent is getting worse.
Carcetti?
Oh, he is Carcetti. His haircut is Carcetti. He's just Wester Carcetti.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, no, I like the actor. I don't care if his accent's hokey. It works for me. Smug fucker. Yeah, so where are we now in with Tyrion? Is it
Tyrion and Varys are in some slaver city.
Yeah, Astapor.
Are they in Astapor?
I think so. Isn't Astapor before Meereen? No.
I don't think they were in Astapor.
Not Pentos. Fuck. Who the fuck cares? But anyway, they're in the whorehouse, and there's a Daenerys lookalike in the whorehouse.
Oh my god, that was so great. I love
She's
that
most
so
pot.
Much. Yeah, that was awesome. And it's so true to life, too, because you know there would be that. Like, there would be that all over the place. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's that in reality. Like, I'm sure if you go to a strip club, they probably have, like, a Game of Thrones. There's probably, like, one Game of Thrones stripper in, like, North America.
Probably.
Yeah,
I would imagine so. But Tyrion don't care. He likes the quiet one.
I like how he's just like, what is a skeptical mind? Like,
yeah, that's why I came over. You have a skeptical mind.
Yeah, a skeptical mind, I mean,
ass for days.
Yep.
Yeah, and then Tyrion has a nice night in the whorehouse and nothing bad happens. End of episode.
Yeah, no, Tyrion has a great time. He and Varys go and they go to Daenerys. They got on the dragons. They hop over. Everybody has a good time. Jon Snow becomes king of all of Awesome Town.
Yeah.
Arya gets to kill everybody she's ever wanted to.
And the series is over.
Sansa finally gets her lemon cakes.
That's right.
No. Yeah, so Tyrion gets increasingly unconcerned with his own safety.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that he's just wandering around and doesn't even care. And
yep.
He gets attacked by Big Daddy Jorah.
Yep, Jorah fucking... I almost called him Borat for a second. More mess. Little man, very nice.
Yeah. I'm not going to be my wife because I feel like frat boys have ruined that.
No, Scott Aukerman ruined it.
Scott Aukerman saved it.
I know.
He saved it from
so much
being
funnier.
Just that thing.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
but
know
yeah.
He did it. But goddamn Scott, goddamn Hot Saucer Man, he did it.
Mm-hmm. But I hope Jorah doesn't take him to the queen.
I love when they played that, too, because it's just like, I mean, as a book reader, we know, like, I mean, we all know what queen he's referring to, like.
Mm-hmm.
But they tried to play it like a cliffhanger. Are we spoiling something? Was it clear that it was Jorah?
Yes.
It was clear.
It showed his face. I have it, like, up right here.
Okay, good. I at first, I'm like, the way they made it sound, I heard the line, I'm like, I'm taking you to see the queen. And I'm like, did I make up that it was Jorah in my head?
No, it very, very clearly shows him.
It really would have been such a better cliffhanger if they hadn't showed his face, if they just said, I'm taking you to see the queen.
Yeah.
Because then it would be like, oh, fuck, Tyrion's getting caught. And then they'd be like, oh, no, I'm taking you to see Daenerys because I'm Jorah Mormont and I'm really into her.
And I'm actually an idiot because you were going there.
Dumbest person ever. But I'm happy that Jorah and Tyrion have finally connected.
They're going on the road trip, yeah.
Yeah, man, because now this bromance can finally kick off.
Oh, jeez.
It made my little book-reading heart so happy to know that Jorah and Tyrion are bros to the end.
Yeah, they're gonna hang out for a while.
All they need is their little person girl, and then they're good.
Oh, that storyline doesn't need to happen. If we're going to be like cutting stuff out flat out, then fuck that.
You never liked the little person angle.
Nah. Not really.
Just not into it.
Not into it, no.
All right, so that's the episode.
Yeah, so what did you think?
I thought it was okay. Again, it's just an okay episode. Like, it wasn't the kind of thing I'm like, what? I mean, I think...
You didn't go, what, at the whole, like, Sansa marrying Ramsay fucking Stark?
No, I was about to say, I think that was the biggest thing was like, what? That was great. I think that was a really good move.
That was a huge reveal.
I think that, honestly, like, Benioff and Weiss... I have a lot of faith in them. Like, all the changes they've made thus far have been ones that I've agreed with.
Yeah. Well, like, the show is, like, decent, man. Like,
it's
like,
solid.
Even if it's not one for one.
They know what they're doing at this point. I'm not going to say they know what they're doing better than George, but they know what they're doing. And, like, they've clearly proven at this point that they can have it. They can have their cake and eat it, too.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get the best of both worlds out of it.
It is kind of funny. I'm actually looking forward to when Winds of Winter comes out. If George is going to be like, and here's all the things that fuck you, and blah, 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 blah. Just, like, go against everything they wrote.
Yeah, totally. I'm looking forward to, like, the next two seasons of Game of Thrones, because then I finally get a satisfying conclusion. I don't have to rely on that fuck George R. R. Martin.
I'll get to it eventually. I've got many parties to attend.
Yeah, I have to make another appearance on Conan. It's like, shut up! Get back in your hole!
I gotta play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Well, I can't shit on him for that. I do love a good Dungeon and Dragon.
I do as well, but you know what? He should be writing, not... He shouldn't be writing DM... He shouldn't be DMing shit. He should be writing.
It's true.
We should chain him up with those dragons in the basement. I'm telling you, these next books are gonna be terrible. Because he's just, like, churning this shit out. It's like, okay, so these nerds leave me alone.
Yeah. He's just going to crap out anything so that people will stop harassing him.
Next is like, oh, this is just the lyrics to Jackson 5's ABC Easy as 1, 2, 3.
he just copied the dictionary. Yeah.
Aardvark. Arugula.
Oh, my. Should we plug our Twitters again before we...
Yeah, we might as well.
Before we end this?
Might as well. You can follow me on Twitter at BrainGasmBen.
Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Twitter at HurtKull, HURTKULL.
We will be back next week for more Game of Thrones action.
Action.
Always a good time.
Yeah.
This will be the last episode Kurt has seen in advance because Kurt's a dirty, dirty pirate.
No, still the next one.
What?
Yeah, the next one was leaked as well.
That's what I mean. The next episode is the last
one. Oh, yes. Yeah, next week will be the last one that I'd seen well beforehand. But I always watch them the day of again anyway, just to write my breakdown. And
you have way more time than I do.
Sure do.
I barely have enough time to like keep my like to actually watch stuff.
And soon I'm going to have even more time.
Yeah. All right, so thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Gasm of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Good night, everybody, and good luck.
Good morrow to all of you. Chris Benoit was framed.
Okay, Chris Benoit did nothing wrong. Yeah, beautiful.
We're taking a hard stance.
Mm-hmm. Chris Benoit.
We're just putting ourselves
wrong
out there on this one.
I want to get a T-shirt that says that.
Oh my god, that'd be
I'm
the
gonna
worst
see if
shirt.
There is a T-shirt that says that.
Chris Benoit did nothing wrong. It'd be a Chris Benoit did nothing wrong on the back. Dot dot dot. Other than the murders. On that note, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.